Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Yes, how you doing? I was just on the phone with another woman. I guess she hung up on me. How nice. I want to buy a mixer, and it says to receive the mixer, I got to pay $1 to $3 for shipping. So I filled out the information and everything, and it's charging my card $49 and change.
Okay, let me check that. Can I have your zip code?
34668.
And your name?
Michael Irwin, I-R-W-I-N.
All right, I see your name over here. Can you please verify your shipping address?
7527 Conseco Drive, Port Richey, Florida, 34668.
Okay, thank you for that.
How's your night going?
Okay, sir, I can see that you were trying to win a kitchen aid. And in order
to
do that,
I won. And I have a screenshot of the day and everything.
1 second, sir. Let me finish, please.
Okay.
I can see that you were trying to win the KitchenAid, and in order to do that, you had to subscribe to the Fit Treat Meal Planning app that lets you count your calories and gives you recipe guides that you can follow. Do you want to try the app for $20 a month?
No.
Okay, let me go ahead and cancel your subscription. Okay, sir, your subscription is now canceled, and I have a cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Why is it canceling the mixer? I won that mixer, and I picked a gift out. I picked the right gift.
Sir, in order to be able... Sir.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, and they said they'll let me know on Sunday night about the results of the contest for the subscription and everything. Yes.
Sir.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
In order to be able to win the
sweepstakes, yes.
You had
not
to
gift
subscribe.
Part.
You had to subscribe the Fist
for both
Fist
of them?
Treat mobile fitness app.
For both of them? To win both of them?
Yes, sir.
Can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Yes, sir. I mean, but I don't understand
what's
the problem.
I don't understand what your attitude is.
I don't understand what's the problem.
I don't understand your attitude. Can you put your supervisor on, please?
I'm trying to explain what.
And you already explained, and I don't understand what you're explaining, so can you please put your supervisor on?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Fucking attitude.
I don't understand what's the problem, sir.
I don't understand why you got an attitude.
Sir,
why do you have an attitude? If you don't like your job, don't do it.
Sir, you're not letting me explain to you what's going on.
You explained it 3 times. Said the same thing 3 times over. How did I not know what you were saying when you said it 3 times? Same thing 3 times in a row. You got to subscribe, sir. No, I don't have to subscribe for the gift one. I want a gift. If you win something, you win it. You don't have to subscribe for anything if you win something.
Sir, actually, I'm just letting you know what our supervisors tell us to tell you.
You know, I'm letting you know that you don't have to fucking subscribe for anything to win something. If you win something,
okay,
I'm going to
transfer you to my supervisor so you can discuss that with him.
Okay, good. Thank you.